Item 13, presentation of 2020 compliance activity plan, or I could just look out.
All right, thank you. So, 2020, anticipation of the creation of the internal audit position, 2020 is going to be a little bit of a transition year. And you'll see on page 11 of the compliance activity plan for 2020, there's going to be some work around this related to identifying some of the work that the compliance department has been doing that would naturally fall within the purview of internal audit. One of the things over the last number of years is we've been keeping in draft form an employer audit guide, because as we've been doing the employer audits, there's been a learning curve there. We've been developing tools, systems, and methods of testing the employers. So we'll be finalizing that up so we can actually transfer that over to the internal audit function whenever they're onboarded. And then there was also a compliance program guide that when I first came on board in 2013, in 2014, it's been evolving over the years as well. So we'll be spending some time to actually revisit that, work with the audit committee and the management staff, what that compliance program looks like going forward for the next number of years. And then related to that, when we're talking about some of the areas of work that the compliance department would be doing, the first bullet, helping and working with the accounting department on their procedures and updating their desktop manual. In 2019, if you recall, in the 2019 plan, we were already doing some work around accounts payable, accounts receivable, looking at different aspects of the department. So we're just going to be continuing that work, formalizing some of the workflow. We've already have a number of processes in draft form that we've been working with Henry's team on and going forward with that. And then some of the large compliance activity that we're going to be looking at 2020 are our big annual events that we have to do. So trending, tracking, monitoring processes and supporting workflow for related to the annual audit, annual evaluation, the CAFA preparation, and also member statements. So this is an area that we think that compliance could actually lend a hand, assist where necessary, advise where needed, but also work as a facilitator as the different departments, they're all involved in these projects to a certain degree. And so there's overlap between departments, and this is an area that compliance can really provide a framework to facilitate, to foster collaboration, but also take a look at how we're actually doing our trending, tracking, and reporting and monitoring, and see what the next evolution of that would be for CICERA, so we have more insights into the business activities within the organization. And that's really the purview when we're talking about the fulfillment side for compliance. That's really what a compliance department, what a compliance analyst would, the work that we do. And then you'd have your internal auditor at some point would want to test that program going forward. And if there's any gaps, we can work with them to provide remedies to that. So any questions about those projects?
Not seeing any.
Okay, and then on page 12, just continuing until we have the internal auditor onboarded, we will be continuing to perform the employer audits. At some point, depending on when the new internal auditor is sourced, onboarded, there'll be some overlaps and collaboration with them to bring them in. Ideally, to participate in the last number of the first cycle of employer audits, so we can have some knowledge transfer. We can orientate the internal auditor to some of the methods, tools, and items that we use in conducting the internal audits. But some of the items that are anticipated to be audited in 2020, the district attorney's office and only once jury. Do we have that on there? The district attorney's office, we only have it listed once this time. Okay. And then public works, human resources, the child support services, the conservation, county conservation and development, the veterans service office, animal services, county administration, the treasurer, tax collector, so we've seen you. And then we have two districts, Rodeo Sanitary, which is a small district, and then we'd also have Contra Costa Fire Protection District, and that will close out the first cycle of player audits that we've been conducting over the past 5 years. So, any questions about that for the 2020 plan?
Okay. Any questions or comments for Raleigh? Not seeing any, so thank you very much on that item. Don't go far.